A very good afternoon from the sports team. Well, it's over. Erik ten Hag has been fired by Manchester United. I am very disappointed. I thought that things were going to come right for United, but we're never going to know. United won just one game in their last eight in all competitions, and a 2-1 defeat at West Ham on Sunday left them 14th on the Premier League table. But speaking after the match, ten Hag refused to criticise his team.
We were far better as the opponent, but there are two things. We didn't score, and it was a very poor decision from the refereeing.
Well, now they start the search for a permanent manager. Former striker Ruud van Nistelrooy will take over on an interim basis. Moving to cricket news, the Proteas and Bangladesh face off in the second test of their series in Chattogram starting tomorrow. South Africa's batting was saved by Kyle Verena's century in the second innings of that first test match. And for captain Aidan Markram, the top six probably need to stand up to this test.
Each batter in their own individual, unique way, backing their strengths and finding a way to put the Bangladesh bowlers under some pressure, which will make four-run scoring a little bit easier and a little bit more free-flowing. We'll have to assess how the wicket players as well as fit to sort of each of our options that we try to take on. And ultimately, all you can do as a player is back your strengths, back those options, and you hope it's your day.
The Proteas go into that one with a 1-0 lead in the series, and it starts at 6 a.m. South African time, and we're going to stick with cricket to finish. Gary Kirsten has left his role as the Pakistan white ball coach. Kirsten has been in the job for 6 months, but has left with immediate effect. That means that Pakistan test coach Jason Gillespie will take on the role for their upcoming tour of Australia. Pakistan and Australia take on each other in an ODI series starting on the 4th of November. That's all for this hour for the East Coast Radio Sport Team. I'm Nick Tate.